Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On now. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome to Ghost Hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We are good. We are good. We are interested to find out who ghosted you and how we can be of service.
Yeah, so it's really strange. I don't know exactly what happened. I have this friend. I've been friends with her since high school. So you know each other for a long time. And I out of nowhere, she just... I would text her, you know, maybe I was having a party or something, and she didn't respond. And then I noticed that she just hasn't responded to my texts in a while. And that compounded with the fact that I didn't get any kind of a birthday card or just even a text, you know, like last month I had my birthday and just nothing from her. And I didn't get a Christmas card, which I get every year from her. And I just feel like there's a very deliberate spite happening. I have no idea where it's coming from.
So you've tried to reach out, and she hasn't changed her number or anything.
No, she has. No, I don't think so. I mean, it's just that even if she had, like, there's other ways she could have reached out to me. I mean, there's so many ways to reach out to someone these days.
Right.
I mean, we're connected on all social fronts, and there's no, you know, just it just seems to be something more going on.
How? What's her name again? I'm sorry.
Her name's Keisha.
And how do you know Keisha? And how long have you known her?
I've known her since high school. She was actually a neighbor of mine growing up, and we went to the same high school, and you know, she moved in the neighborhood. So I've known her for, you know, a really long time, at least. I mean, 10, 12 years, 15 years, actually. So it's just been a very abrupt kind of, I don't know, lack of communication on her part.
And do you have any sort of hunch on what it could be? Is she going through something crazy in her life, or was your last interaction weird?
That's the thing. I have no idea what it is. Like, there's been no... I'm starting to, like, just make things up in my head, but it just, nothing makes sense. I have no idea what it could be. I didn't do anything.
Is she in a new relationship or anything? You know, some friends kind of like fall into like the black hole and never come back out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did she find somebody like that she's dating or get married or anything?
I mean, no, she did not get married. I got married last year, and, you know, I'm still friends with all my single friends, and, you know, they don't treat me any differently, and I don't, you know, it's just weird.
I'm assuming she was at your wedding. Or was she not at your wedding?
Well, she was at the wedding.
Did you thank her for your wedding gift, or could you have somehow?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I mean, I had a list of everything that I got, and, you know, I sent them out before the end of the year, and just made sure to thank everybody. You know, I mean, I guess that could have been, but I don't think so. I think I was really good about, I definitely did. I definitely did. She, you know, she got me, one of my play settings, and I definitely thanked her for that. I remember.
So, Rachel, did she start, stop talking to you after the wedding pretty much? Was that kind of when it started?
Yeah, it really... I was kind of busy moving and stuff afterwards, but then I started to realize a few months later that I guess it did kind of start, it seemed like it was wedding related or, you know, getting married or something, because that was the timing, but it just doesn't make any sense what it could have been.
She hooked up with your husband at the wedding.
What?
She hooked up with the, she hooked up with this.
I mean, seriously, though, could that have happened?
Jeff.
Could she have felt blown off? Like you said, after the wedding, you were like, how often were you in contact? Because it's so much more difficult being a girlfriend than a guy friend. Like, I have guy friends that I'll go years without talking to.
But you still call him your best friend?
He's still, oh, that's my buddy. Oh, my. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whereas
Grant does that too. He's like, yeah, my best friend. I'm like, oh, your best friend? The one you haven't talked to in 2 years? What are you talking about?
Jen's like, I haven't even met that guy. And he's like, yeah, you will someday. But like,
exactly, yeah.
But if you had a thing where like you guys went out for wine night every 3 weeks and then you get married, you got a new husband, you're moving, you totally, like she might feel slighted by that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, sure. Like, I've racked my brain. I can't figure out what it is. I've invited her to anything. You know, we had a housewarming party, and I invited her. Didn't hear back. But, you know, I invited everybody. I'm always including her in whatever events that happen, you know? So, I mean, I just don't get it.
Okay, Rachel. Well, hang on, and we are going to get all the information that you've got on Keisha. We'll take 24 hours and try to track her down, convince her to come on with us, and we'll ask her the question, why did you ghost on Rachel? See if we can find some answers for you, maybe get you guys reconnected.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. We will do that at this time tomorrow on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Whitney joining us right now with a theory. Hey, Whitney, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, people?
Is this Smyrna Whitney, maintain your lane,
you know,
Whitney?
Maintain your lane. You already know. My question was she in the wedding? Like, was she a bridesmaid? Was she one of your maids of honor? Because she probably thought that y'all were better friends than where you actually were. And she was in the wedding, and you had people in her wedding that she probably felt like, that should have been me. You know what I mean?
Why didn't we ask
that? Because that happened at my wedding.
We didn't ask her that, but we did. I did say something about, did you remember to thank her for the gift? You know,
no, yeah. But was I in the wedding?
I know, but I feel like if she was a bridesmaid or something, she would have said that. So I'm assuming that no, she wasn't. So your theory is that maybe she was mad at that.
Whitney's so smart. Squad member number one right here.
Natalie in Lawrenceville, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What's up?
I have a feeling something similar happened to me. I had a good friend that I grew up with who I did not have as a bridesmaid in the wedding. And I did not think it was that big of a deal because we rarely saw each other, maybe once a year and talked like twice a year. And from there on out, she came to the wedding. Her and her mom did. It was great. But afterwards, she stopped communicating with me. And I finally cornered her and found out that it was because she was never in the wedding. She felt so, I guess, just dismissed by me, which was never my intention. But I was only needing 4 bridesmaids. I wasn't going to have a 5th. Just to have a 5th. So I wonder if she felt like she should have been in the wedding.
Smart people.
Same as Whitney's theory. Leanne in McDonough, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How's McDonough this morning?
McDonough is overcast.
Okay.
A little muggy. And that's about a little mizzle.
All right. What's your theory?
I think her husband had a Bumble relationship, maybe a one-nighter with her best friend.
Whoa.
Not at the wedding or anything like that.
No, like before, like somewhere they had like a little fling. They had a little something going on. And
so you're
like,
saying, and you're saying it's just they're going in separate directions because that's weird, because it's going to be weird for her now that they're married.
Absolutely. Right. You feel weird?
If you would like to share...
That's a smart theory, too.
...your theories, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show. Hey, Lisa in Dunwoody, you can be the last on-air theory. What do you got?
Could it be political? I know that I definitely kind of stopped following and being friends with, like, Trump supporters. I just couldn't do it.
Got it. So you're obviously... did not vote for Trump, but your friends who did, a little too hyper on Facebook, so you're like, bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Interesting.
All right.
God, these are all good theories I would have never thought of.
All right, well, the conversation has started on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show. If you want to go weigh in on why you think that Rachel and Keisha are no longer friends, and at this time tomorrow, Keisha will solve the mystery. The words will come right out of her mouth.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.